Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically we're doing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adhkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the Farz Salah. Yesterday we did a beautiful du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make after the Farz Salah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرض العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وأعوذ بك من فتنة القبر. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being cowardly and miserly. I seek refuge in you from being returned to a very old age of infirmity. Here we explain that when a person is completely dependent on other people, in other words, he needs somebody to feed him. So he is returned to a age like almost like a child, where now he has got diapers and his memory is failing and he needs somebody to help him to do everything. So that's also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from. And then I seek refuge in you from the tribulation of this world. We explain what is the meaning of the fitna of this world. Tribulation, the test of this world, is where a person now, because of the dunya, he's forgetting his duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His responsibilities, his objective of being in this world is now forgotten. And the last part of this dua, O Allah, I seek for protection and refuge in you from the tribulation and the trials of the qabr. See what a comprehensive dua this is. The first is from cowardliness and miserliness. The second is, so this shows that these two qualities are qualities that are disliked. A Muslim is one that's all the time generous. He's generous with his words, he's generous with his wealth, he's generous with his items, he's generous with his mannerisms, and he's also not cowardly. In other words, for Islam, for the deen, at the time when he's supposed to take principled decisions, when he's supposed to be principled, then at that time a Muslim is brave, a Muslim is firm. This is a great quality of a Muslim. There's times when he's humble, there's times when he shows extra kindness, there's time when he needs to show firmness also. So this is a good quality in a person. At the right time, he's expressing the right qualities. And the last part of this dua, or dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, I seek your protection from the fitna of the qabr. And when a person has got akhirat in front of him, then like how we would normally make dua for things of this dunya and assistance as far as the dunya is concerned, when a man has got akhirat in front of him, he'll be making dua all the time for the qabr also. He'll be making dua for akhirat, like we can see in the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because akhirat was a 100% reality, in fact a reality more than the reality of this world. Allah ta'ala make it such that it also becomes a reality to us. So today's hadith, عن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك فقال أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم held his hand. حضرت معاذ بن جبل was a young boy at that time, was a young man at that time. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, look what a loving way he did this. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is giving him advice, but before he can actually give him the advice, he caught hold of his hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the hand of Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, and he said, O Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. Now this meant so much to Sahaba that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a statement like this, can you imagine how he won the heart of Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu? It's a lesson for us that when we also speaking to people that are younger than us, and we are speaking to people generally, that what type of words we need to use to get some type of action out of the person, or to get to impress the person in terms of what we're trying to say, in terms of the akhirat, or in terms of the advice that we're giving, the importance. So this is a very effective, very powerful means, is to show love. Once we were with our ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, in one town, so the ulama of the town had come, and they explained that the students of those ulama were all teaching in a big madrasa. They said, the students of today are not like the students or like before. The students of before, and this happens all over, it's not only in a madrasa. You look at the students in the schools today, you look at the students in the universities today. for everything, the striking, the toy-toying, and there's noise in the universities and the schools, etc. So like that, they were explaining that the students in the madrasa today are not as obedient like the students before. What is missing? What is the missing ingredient? The question they were asking, what is the missing ingredient to create that obedience in the children? So the Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he said one very nice thing. He said, in my opinion, I feel that there's one element that is missing. There's one ingredient that is missing, and that is the ingredient of love. When love is shown to the students, when love and muhabbat is shown to them, they're not just treated like some number in the class. Love and affection is shown to them. And then you speak to them, it has a much bigger difference than when you're just reprimanding, shouting and scolding and expecting some type of performance from them. So very effective. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this. Wallahi inni la uhibbuk, I take an oath in Allah that I love you. And then he tells Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu that I advise you not to omit after every salah. In other words, after every salah, my advice to you is make this dua. So very powerful, very effective dua. Normally you will hear the imams making this so that we can learn it. So this is a very important dua that we should be making. This was a wasiyat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu. What dua? Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. What a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. In other words, if I'm remembering you, Allah, it's because you wanted me to remember you. So Allah, you help me to remember you. A person is cutting himself down completely. In other words, there's no arrogance from his side. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. The next part of the dua, oh Allah, help me to be grateful to you. Oh Allah, if I'm grateful to you, Allah, it's because you allowed me to be grateful to you. Second part of the dua, Allah, allow me to be grateful to you. And the last part of the dua, wa husni ibadatik, O Allah, help me to worship you in an excellent manner. I'm not just doing my salah, I'm not just doing my rituals, my actions, Allah, but I'm doing it wa husni ibadatik, I'm worshipping you in an excellent manner. O Allah, you help me to worship you. Now you think about this, how much of shukr we should be making for the amount of ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, how much we should be thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But at least this much we can do is after every salah, we can read this dua, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Sometimes we'll hear the imam reading, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni. The only reason they change from a'inni to a'inna is because the imam now is making dua for the whole congregation, so the plural is used, not a'inni, a'inna is used. That's the only difference, but it's the same dua. So let us, inshallah, try and make it part and parcel of our lives. This was a wasiyat given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and he shared it with all of us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.